All right.
Blog Talk Radio.
Here today.
Welcome to Gentle Intensity Radio with Shaheen Jadian, the magical mentor and author of Divine Prescription for Life bestseller, co-host with Chicken Soup of the Soul, 500 million bestseller,
and creative collaborator of Glee, Hugo, and Spider-Man.
On air now as Shaheen Jadian takes you on a hot journey of spirit and heart healing, breaking through the deepest fears while unleashing your life's meaning and purpose with his gentle intensity touch. Unlock your future now with the greatest speakers as you walk out of your tight spots in life and come to fruition. Real hot takes and honest opinions on ancient wisdom for modern times with the greatest meaningful celebrity show on earth. Let's welcome Shaheen Jadian and his guests today.
Okay, great. Love is letting go if you want to. Know if you genuinely love someone. See if you can see them without you a while. And while they're happy. Love begins by letting the one you love be perfectly themselves and not to twist them to fit your own image. Otherwise, we love only the reflection of ourselves we find in them. This is excerpts from my book, Divine Prescription for Life. And I love this writing that came to me. I was kind of like in a dream, halfway trance. And throughout my own experiences of life, I've learned to let go of a lot of people and let them be and let myself go. Really stop controlling myself and let myself be, which is actually the greatest growth. If you can stop controlling yourself and let yourself be, literally, that by itself is so powerful. So today I have with me a great window of opportunity with healing, with long range BS radar, with Olga. And she is able to teach us how to go more directly and let go of the BS we have with ourselves. BS means bullshit. And, you know, life is about to shift to a better direction, to her favor, as you begin to connect with her healing. She has a long range bullshit radar built in her head. She's empathic and a badass. And that means she has some superpowers to share with us. Sometimes it comes in handy, sometimes it causes trouble. A lot of people have empathic ability, but being a healer means you feel everything magnified to the extent where it's impossible to fall asleep sometimes, especially if you feel that something unjust is happening. So it's a gift and it's a curse. And so I want to invite with us right now, Olga. Hi, Olga. Can you hear me? Let's see. Let's go ahead and call her in. Maybe that's easier. All right, we're going to call her in. Today is one of those days where sometimes things have a little, going to have a little extra fun with it.
Press your hand.
Hi, Olga. Yes, we got you into the show. Can you hear us?
Yes. I believe you couldn't hear me on the thing.
Oh, okay, great. So now we hear you and everybody's hearing you. So it's wonderful to have you on. And I'm super excited about the topic, the badass. And I love it. As you mentioned, like, you know, the topic of just healing through long range with long range BS radar. Tell me a little bit about that. What does that BS radar look like? How do you develop it? What does it feel like? What's it like? How do we interact with it? And how do you teach others to also have that so they can grow in their direction?
I didn't really develop it on purpose. I hear echo.
Do you?
Does it echo?
Maybe you have your thing on speaker, or maybe you have two different things going on at the same time.
Because I had this website open, let me close it.
Yeah, maybe just close the website and just use your phone.
I did. How it is now? Oh, much better. Excellent. So thank you for asking this. But I didn't really develop it on purpose, and I had no idea I had it. I believe it's something I was born with, because I just have this really strong feeling when somebody is lying, or when there is some trouble coming, when there is something bad about to happen, or when somebody trying to mess with me. I always see their intentions even before they think about it, you know. And it does make for an easy, comfortable life. So that's why I said that sometimes, yes, it's possible to lose sleep over it. For a long time, I had no idea what was going on. It was only when I was in my 20s and I graduated from university, I was on my way to work, and some young man approached me, and he said, "I need to talk to you." So he said, "You heal people." I said, "No, I don't." He says, "Yes, you do." I'm like, "How?" He says, "I don't know. You just show up and things start changing." So this person, he became my first teacher. But back then, we didn't know a lot of things. For instance, how to protect myself from other negative influences. Because if I sense trouble everywhere, it's not really my business to get in every trouble that comes my way, you know. So I have to spent quite a few years developing boundaries and learning to discern when it is my business, when it is not. And the healing itself, the way it goes on, I can't understand it myself, really. I don't know what to call it. Some people say it's quantum healing, but I also never really cared about the labels, you know. I mean, things happen. For instance, I'm talking to a friend, and she says that her husband and her are trying to have kids, and unsuccessfully. So next time I talk to her 2 months later, and I already know that she's expecting. So 2 months later, she calls me and she says, "Oh, I'm with a child," you know. And I would think it's just a coincidence. It's not something I can take credit for, but my teacher would insist that it just happens when people tell me about their struggles. Things start changing and they're snowballing. And I have some quite a few situations like this with women's infertility. And that was really interesting for me, at least, story with my friend who, she had some health problems, something with her reproductive organs, and she was really afraid to go to the doctor. So I kept pushing her. I even threatened to take her by her hand and take her to the doctor myself. So eventually, she went, and besides those troubles that she had, she was also diagnosed with cancer. And they ran numerous tests. So they took biopsy. Biopsy showed that, yes, there is a tumor, there is cancer. And they scheduled the surgery. And 3 months later, she went in for the surgery. So they fixed the initial problem then that she had, but they couldn't find cancer. And they were scratching their heads, the doctors, for quite some time. And then they said that they made a mistake. There was no cancer in the first place. But the biopsy showed that it was cancer. And I know that because I got involved with her, so it sort of worked and it went away. But I never told her because she's of Catholic persuasion and she would never believe me anyway. So I can't say that I'm taking full credit for it, but there is no other explanation, you know. So things like that happen pretty much everywhere. And people who come across usually in some sort of transition spot, either some circumstances in their life are changing, or they're changing their direction, or there are some problems with maybe health or marriage or kids. It's usually people who are in tough spots, and somehow they get on my radar. You know, they could be total strangers in the grocery line, you know, in the line at the grocery store, and out of nowhere they just start telling me about their issues, and I just listen, and I know that it means that I have permission to work with them. So I just focus on them for a minute, and if I never see them again, it means my job here is done. It worked. And the same works with long-distance relationship. For instance, I may be talking to a friend on Facebook who is in Australia, and I haven't even seen their face because there's some cat picture for the profile or something, and they tell me about their problems, and if I focus my attention on them for just a few seconds, the problem will be solved. So I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
That there was a yes, go ahead.
So you don't know how to explain it, but you know it works.
Yes, and the thing is, ego wants to know that it works. I as a healer, I will say that ego is the best, the biggest block to healing that you can imagine. So I have to keep it in check, and I have to put it aside and forget everything that I'm supposed to do, something, and just trust that I'm there at the right time. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. How? I don't know. And I'm not supposed to know, because I'm human, and human brain is not really supposed to understand all these mysteries. That's why they're called sacred mysteries. You know what I mean? It's not something that you can teach in school. People have to be interested, and people have to study, and people have to observe themselves and see what works for them and how it works for them, because everybody's a lot. And that's why majority of healers and psychics and mediums, the prominent ones, if you look at their biographies, they have really tough lives. You know, they're always thrown into some tough spots, and there is always some turbulent relationships going on. Well, that's another story, but relationships are our biggest lessons that always bring up central issues. So, and you have to go through all these tough patches, because that's the only way you learn lessons and you grow as a person. And for healers especially, let's say if I never seen any suffering, how can I be compassionate to other people if I don't know what suffering is? You know, mm-hmm. So I have to be on the level where I understand what people feel, what they are going through, so I could relate. Right. Otherwise, I'm not good.
Mm-hmm. So, Olga, we have a caller waiting to ask you a question. We have 10 minutes on the show. Would you like to speak a little further, or would you like to take a question right now?
Just let me tell you a really, really funny story about how it works for me. I call it the mother trucker story. A neighbor moved in next door. It was like 10 years ago. And when he introduced himself, he started all of a sudden telling me about his mother, who is 55, and she's somewhere in different states. And she's unhappy, and she's scared. She says there is some dark cloud on top of her head. And her new husband turned out to be violent, and he doesn't want to do her, you know, to work as a hairdresser anymore. And her real dream is to drive trucks on the interstate, those big rigs. And I told this neighbor, you know, I said, I can take away this black cloud in a minute, but she has a lot of work to do so she could change her life and never get into that cloud again. And he looked at me and he said, "Oh, great, I moved next door to a nutcase." And he went away. And I was laughing. 3 days later, I run into him and he looks at me like I'm an alien with two heads or something. He says, "You did this." "Oh, boy, what did I do?" He says, "It's my mother." I'm like, "What's wrong?" He says, I just talked to her. She's happy. I don't remember her sounding happy for a very long time. I'm like, okay, tell me all about this. Well, mother says that cloud went away, and it was right before Christmas. One customer gave her a Christmas tip, $1,000. So she took this money and paid for trucking school. She moved out of her husband's home. She's sleeping on the girlfriend's couch, and she's extremely happy. And I just started laughing. I said, be happy for her. Why are you scared? He said, it's unusual that she's happy. And I just started laughing. I broke down. I said, okay, say hi to your mother, trucker. And so it's just a short story to illustrate how it works. Strangers approach me, all of a sudden start telling me about someone else's problems, and I'm not surprised. I just know that it's permission to work with them. That's all. So I'm ready for the question. Thank you very much.
Yes, you ready? Okay, great. So, well, continue talking until I bring her on. So let's see. We have, yeah, I'm going to call in our, so what's one of the, what's the tech, you were going to teach us a technique today also, right?
Yes, I could share a couple tips how to deal with pain or frustrations, something that everybody needs on a daily basis. Well, I also have to mention that I'm certified Reiki practitioner, but I got certified because Reiki gives me this very wonderful structure, how to work with people, because as I said, what I was doing before, I couldn't explain it, I couldn't, yes, I hear the call coming in.
Oh, okay, Cherie, we have you on the call now. Can you hear us? Oh, what happened there? Did you just hear her say Shaheen, or was that you?
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Cherie?
This is no Cherie, sorry.
Oh, sorry. Okay. It's so funny. We just called that number, and it wasn't her. So interesting. Okay, let's try it again.
I'm not surprised, Shaheen. We have Mercury retrograde coming next week, so these things happen.
That was the best. 286. Yeah, I've been experiencing that all day.
I know, me too. Yes, it's coming. Buckle up, everybody.
286. This is so funny. I actually called the number. Let's try it again. Let's see who picks up this time. Okay. Call failed. Okay, we'll continue with the show until she comes on.
Well, maybe in the meantime, I could share a couple of tips.
Yeah, continue. If you hear the dialing tone, keep talking. It's just in the background. Keep talking. Go ahead.
Okay. So basically, there is a trick that helps myself when I feel some minor pains. And first of all, disclaimer, if you have some health troubles, go to the doctor. That's a must. For instance, I don't work with clients who don't have their regular checkups and don't take care of their health, and they think, oh, I'll just pay a healer and it will save me a lot of trouble. No. Okay, somebody's calling. Yes. But for minor pain, this is...
Hi, Cherie.
Hi.
Okay, now we can hear you.
Yeah, I can
Hello?
Hear you. I just turned off my microphone. Yeah, I can hear you.
We just called, I think we misdialed the number, and we called somebody else, and this man picked up, and we said, is this Cherie? She goes, no, there's no Cherie here.
So, yeah, I heard.
Oh, yeah, you heard that on the call. Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool. So glad to have you here with Olga, and you've been listening in, so it's beautiful. And you had posted a question, which I would love for you to read for us.
Hi, Cherie. Yeah. Please, I'm ready.
Okay. So you said something that really resonated with me. You talked about how when you first started discovering this and knowing when you needed to use your healing, it was because people were coming to you. And that's kind of been my whole life, and I went into the field of psychology because of that, because people would always come to me. But my question today is actually about my daughter. I have a daughter, she's 18, and she is very much an empath. So she's greatly affected by other people's energy. People are constantly kind of coming to her, telling her things, and now she's on a college campus. And it hasn't always been the best experience for her because she really does absorb the energy around her. And one thing that I've been working with her with is trying to help her to rid herself of the energy that she absorbs from other people. So I wonder, you know, what do you do to kind of rid yourself of that? Some of it's negative, some of it's, she's affected by negative and positive, but on a college campus, you can imagine the stress they're under. So she's kind of constantly walking around in a state of confusion.
Like a sponge.
Or, yeah. She's unbalanced a lot of the time because, you know, there's a lot of flux that goes on the college campus. There's a lot of change happening and not all of it positive.
Oh, I can so relate to that, Cherie. Thank you for asking this because it took myself quite a few years, but I hope I can give you a little shortcut so it doesn't take so long. Right now, I'm at that point where I can discern if it's my energy or not mine. For instance, I'm driving and all of a sudden I get anxious and I realize it's coming from the driver in the next lane. So I just say, it's not mine. I'm not taking it. I'm sending it back. That's it. But to come to that point, the most important thing for her, do really, really short sessions with grounding, centering, and then protection. I'm not here to promote sitting in lotus position for 30 minutes because not everybody has time or desire for that, but you can do it really, really fast. First of all, grounding is a must for everybody, not just for empaths, but absolute must for everybody. And there are many different ways, which include walking barefoot, hugging trees, doing something with your hands, chewing gum, anything that brings attention back to the body, anything that gives you physical sensations. The best way to ground is to have sex, but I don't recommend it for 18-year-old. It's maybe not appropriate. Yes, but anything that brings our head from out of the clouds and screws it back where it belongs. Then try to take a few deep breaths with your stomach and feel your energy going to your center or about an inch or two below the navel. And then from there, feel it going down to the feet and out of the crown, out of the head. And every time she goes outside or she has to talk on the phone or even log in on Facebook, some social media, or even watch some NCIS that has a lot of gruesome scenes in there, pull over protection. It could be white light, could be golden white sparkling light. Just imagine yourself surrounded like a bubble, invisible bubble of the light. For some people, it works if the bubble has... yes, okay, we'll wrap it up. Like mirrors.
I love what you're sharing. This is great, beautiful grounding stuff. And I think what I want to introduce, because this is a really powerful topic, is I want to invite you to do another show with us, Olga, where we talk about grounding, because I think there's a lot of people that are also texting me saying they want to hear more about that. Grounding, and you talked about sexuality. Grounding, sexuality,
intimacy. Protection.
Oh,
I'd love to do that, but let me just finish it real fast. Sorry, your daughter, every time...
50 seconds.
Sorry. Yes. Sherry, every time your daughter comes home from college or something, she needs to take a shower. Not necessarily with soap and everything, but water is the best way to get rid of negative energy and let her watch this negative energy going down the drain to the ocean for transformation. That's very powerful. So I hope it helps.
Okay. Thank you so much. It does help. That's very helpful.
Oh, absolutely. You're welcome.
That's a great visual.
So great. Awesome. We have about 10 seconds left. I'm very grateful to having you all go on the show. Thank you so much, Cherie, for asking your wonderful questions and your and everyone listening to the show, please make sure to do the exercise because once you do it, it's so much more powerful. God bless and have an amazing journey.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Welcome.